Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson fields the ball and throws to Talbot covering. Safe. Batty moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is hit by the pitch. Batty moves to third. Valdespino moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Batty scores. Valdespino moves to third. Kindle moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valdespino tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Jesse Hickman now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to third. Valdespino moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cott hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty tags and scores. Valdespino tags and moves to third. Kindle tags and moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dixon now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Valdespino scores. Kindle moves to third. Oliva moves to second. It's 5-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Kindle scores. Oliva moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 6-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Oliva scores. Hall moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. It's 7-0, Twins. Don Bushhorn now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Hall scores. Killebrew moves to third. Mincher moves to second. It's 8-0, Twins. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Mincher scores. Batty moves to second. It's 10-0, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Twins. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Twins. Don Bushhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bushhorn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bushhorn moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 0 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Cott strikes out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bushhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Twins. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Renee Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Earl Batty. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Valdespino hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Don Buschhorn. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Nelson Matthews now playing center field. Wes Stock now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing right field. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lachman takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to third. Lachman moves to second. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Westock. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-4 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.